Scripture from the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now hear the voice of a lowly shepherd. "Where should I start? Great flashes of light in the sky. It wasn't lightning, it wasn't stars. It seemed to be getting closer all around us. The truth is, we didn't know what it was, but we were scared, all of us. As scared as we've ever been, and I don't scare easily. I can defend a lamb from a lion if need be, but this was like nothing I'd ever seen. And who would have believed me if I said 10,000 angels appeared in the sky? I wouldn't expect anyone to believe it. I wouldn't have believed it myself, except I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it. And as unbelievable as this sounds, most unbelievable was the message spoken. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. Wait, his favor rests on us? You mean shepherds? We didn't have anyone's favor. Shepherds are unclean. That means one thing: we're unwelcome. It had always been that way. I suppose we were used to it. But it doesn't mean we didn't know the scriptures. We did. We knew the promises, and we had waited for the Messiah much as any priest, and the Messiah a baby. But to be born in a stable, in a manger, the Messiah couldn't be born in an animal's feeding trough. Maybe we misunderstood. Well, all we knew was that we had to find out. The angel said go, and so we did. We went, and we found him, the baby, the Messiah, wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Scripture from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And now the words of one of the wise men. "It was neither wealth nor influence, though I had both, that took me on this journey. I'm a scholar, and an old one at that, tired too. I'd long since lost the desire to travel. I'm a pragmatic man of books and letters, and I would have stayed among my sacred writings except for this. It had been written in Scripture." You see, the prophetic implications were clear. I couldn't shake it. This is how the prophecies read. "But you, O Bethlehem, from you shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." This is what we've studied. This is what we have known. And there it was, the star of prophecy, the star of the Messiah in the night sky. Yes, the Messiah would come, and soon. So it was neither wealth nor power, but longing. This is what had compelled me. And so a journey to end all journeys. Where would it lead? We did not know, but we could not do otherwise.